Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and along with my co-hosts, stylist to the stars Renee Horsch,
hey.
And the infamous TV doctor.
Oh, Lord.
TV. Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Yeah. Hola, chola. You know what a chola
is?
Our
Cuban doctor.
Yeah, what is a chola?
What is a chola?
A chola is like a Mexican
girl.
Gang girl, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
With like skinny yes. eyebrows, right?
Yes, that over-tweets.
Over-tweets?
Over-tweets.
No.
Over-twerks or eyebrows?
Over-twerks. What do you call over-tweeps? Twix?
Over-tweeps.
Over-twix is when you get fat because eating too many Twixes.
Right.
And then their hair's really orange, right?
If we're going to generalize, yeah,
yes.
I guess.
They like orange hair and
I'm
going to
look it up.
Okay, so you're calling me a chola?
It rhymes with hola. What could I call?
Hola,
Coca-Cola. That's what I'm going to say, all right? Is that better?
Oh my gosh. I wonder what kind of panties those women wear.
Yeah. Oh.
Because we talk
yeah.
about
crotchless,
all the time.
Crotchless
panties.
No, I don't think. They probably, what do women do when they don't wear underwear? It's not
know.
Called free balling.
No. I don't know.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you girls call that?
I have no idea. I've never not worn
free hoo-haing? What? I mean.
So, okay, Renee, you work in a designer.
Free hoo-haws for everybody.
You work in a designer
yes.
atmosphere.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm sure women come in and, you know, they have to have
with
their
hoo-haws in the wind.
We've had some of our clients that will, like, they you know, we have a very prominent woman that, yeah.
Who?
Does not.
Name it.
And wear panties.
I name her.
I cannot.
Because they could. I've been in your shop.
Right.
And you have to.
Is she married to a presidential
strip
candidate?
Strip down.
No.
And,
no.
You know, and then you take measurements because this is all couture stuff. And
yeah.
You're in the dressing room with them trying things on. So.
Well, that's generally when I usually bow out because I'm like, I don't need to be a part of all that, you know. Like, let's get one of the professionals in there, the seamstress, that you know, another female in there to
uh-huh.
yeah. No, it's,
you can be professional.
Well, of course I can be professional, but I mean, like, it's I don't need to be there for that, you know.
So there are people who come into that knowing. I mean, I knew if I was going to go to you know to Mark Zunino and I was going to have to get down to my panties and bra, I would make sure that everything matched and it was nice. Underwear.
Yeah, it's like
but,
when you go to the doctor.
Right.
I was
going to
say,
like,
not,
cute underwear
no,
on.
Not
cute.
Everybody. Some people do
really?
Wear cute underwear, yes.
I always wear cute underwear
if I have to go to the doctor.
Some people don't. Some people wear the ones with the holes.
No.
Yeah, they don't wash. It's disgusting.
Is
yes.
that crazy?
It is
well,
crazy.
Well, he's a doctor. Oh, he would
free
know.
Ball
really?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Are you just kind of like, I would be mortified. I'd be like, oh my God.
I can't be mortified.
Yeah.
I can't show any sort of judgment.
You can't be like, oh.
Yeah. You dirty slut. Where's your underwear?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Yeah, hooker. What happened to your panties?
Yeah,
huh?
Here.
Yeah.
Take these Mark Zunino panties.
Oh, no.
Here's some fruit balloons for you,
oh,
huh?
Oh, no.
No, but like when that does happen, I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but I've always thought that too. And they think,
yeah.
Or they've even, so, one of the clients made, I forgot to put underwear on today. Well, whatever.
How do you
like,
forget?
I think, yeah. Listen, and okay. For doctors, you definitely have a type of patient that is the seductive patient.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That try to, you know, they have the whole doctor fantasy.
Oh, my gosh. I
yes.
never thought of that.
Have you ever had a doctor fantasy?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah,
I never
do
have.
Doing it on the exam table? Yes.
Really?
Yes. And they, yeah, both men and women, they just.
Actually,
yeah,
I really have never had that. I mean, no, honestly, I have not. I've never had that. But I've seen, like, aren't there like
porn.
Fantasy porn movies that are made about those topics.
Well, this is certainly out of my wheelhouse.
We are taught in medical school how to deal with
really?
All types of patients.
With
wow.
a great, well,
with
do you always
with a seductive
have a
patient?
Don't you always have a nurse or somebody in the
no,
room with
not
you?
No, not anymore. It's not affordable, really.
Legal reasons they had to.
Right, I thought
no.
so.
Really?
No. Really? Not
no.
necessarily, no.
My
no.
stepfather was a doctor. He's retired now, but he, at his practice, he's a general practitioner. He would always, for legal reasons, because other, he had
it's a
some
smart
lawsuits.
It's a smart thing to do. It's a smart
some lawsuits
thing to do.
That would come after and say, oh, you sexually harassed me or whatever.
Right.
And so that he would always have like a
who
nurse
was
in
this?
There. This is my stepfather.
Yeah. Maybe he was.
Well, maybe he
wow.
was. I don't know. No, but. Yeah, with the clients in our fitting room, we had Dolores Hope in once.
Uh-huh. Who's that?
Bob Hope's wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm of a different generation.
Oh, Puff Puff.
Okay. Yeah. Slap him because you're closer.
Yeah. Oh, I know who
you're
she is.
You're closer to Bob Hope's age than I am. Come on now.
What?
Cat fight. You're no, what did Dolores Hope?
No, but some of those ladies, they would come in. With
Wait, she didn't wear underwear?
She'd smash it all in pantyhose. And it's like,
what does that mean?
Well, it's all snack packed in pantyhose, and it looks like a shrinkled granny apple. And
oh, like, I get it.
Yeah, and like three hairs shooting out of it.
OMG.
I can't get that image out of my.
There have been other women that have especially those old, like, don't I look great for my age? And you're like, oh, you look great. Okay, so let's put the clothes on.
See, they're
on
being
you.
Seductive.
They are. Yeah.
So they don't get the whole vibe that you guys are all gay over there.
Sometimes it is like probably more of a challenge.
I think they want to like
really?
Seduce you like Mrs. Robinson or something.
Who can refuse all of this?
Yeah, right.
So okay,
Renee's
so
like, I can't out of here.
No, but I'm always like, here, let's put the dress on you. You look really cute with the, you look really beautiful with the dress on. Let's zip you up, baby. Come
so
on.
So do you ever get like TMZ or you know, anything calling up and saying, hey, we hear that so and so is in there? And
when Sofia Vergara was coming to us for her wedding, because we, you know, she wore various dresses, uh-huh. not just ours, but
right.
she had like a 4-day extravaganza. Our good friends, John
and
Bragg and Troy
yeah.
went to it. And but yeah, TMZ was like, you know, on all of the other. They catch wind, or you know, they follow these stars around. And
are they outside your?
They were across the street, so they must have been following Sofia from like another location,
uh-huh.
and or wherever she was running around that day. So yeah, we had TMZ across the street. We love it because we're like, oh wow,
sure.
this is great.
To think that I knew Harvey Levin before all of that.
Really, when he was just a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I used to go to his boyfriend.
I can't talk about it.
Andy Maurer. He was my chiropractor, yeah.
What happened to that boyfriend?
I think they're still together, aren't they?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know him now.
Oh, his boyfriend now is running TMZ Starline Tours. Mm. He got out of being a chiropractor, and now they're making a fortune off of.
Well, now, there was something in the LA Times about that.
Right?
Because the Starline Tours and the TMZ, they had a split, they partnered, and they had a contractual disagreement. It was in the Times. I read it a couple weeks ago.
So they're no longer together, huh?
They're no longer together, and they stopped the tours until, and I haven't seen anything else in the paper to see if they've gotten along, but that was, Starline, I think
our,
it was. Yeah.
Our big joke, since mm-hmm. we live, you know where we live, right off the Sunset Strip
right.
and stuff. They're there all the time. So every time we see a bus, I cover my face like, oh, hope they don't recognize me.
Right.
It's a joke. Of course they don't recognize me, but you know.
You should get out there and wave.
Yeah, it's hey, it's me.
Well,
Hand out gift bags or something,
TMZ,
right?
Colonoscopies. Hand out
TMZ is my guilty pleasure. When I'm having lunch at my desk, I'll go on TMZ.com and read all the crazy stuff. And then I also I'm on the Perez Hilton email list.
Oh, yeah.
So I get a blast every day. And so,
you know, he's Cuban.
Is he?
Yes.
Is his name really Hilton?
His last name is Perez. And he just made a funny. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
like
no,
trying to
I read all
Paris,
that.
Paris Hilton's coattails.
Right,
so, okay.
Exactly.
But I don't know how much of that's real or not. You know,
Does it matter?
No, it's just sheer entertainment.
Yeah,
and you know, a lot of the people report on, I'm like,
it
who
is.
The hell
some
are
of it's
these
like
people?
Loosely, some of it's either loosely based off of the truth, or sometimes it's like they're like dead on.
Sometimes it's a lot of the times it's dead on.
I mean, I think Harvey Levin, what he does is because he's an attorney, so
right.
I think anything that goes into our legal system is like open. All lawyers can have like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's basically digging up smut is what he's doing and selling it, right?
And then, and
bringing light to it.
I'm not going
to
give an opinion since he's a lawyer.
but I mean, whether it's Harvey or anybody other, I mean, any lawyer, our friend Troy could probably look stuff up. And
Once it's in the legal record,
anybody
has like public record.
I mean, I have to go through public records all the time when I write columns.
Right.
I'm surprised nobody else has done it, though,
those
if you think about it, right?
You know what? It's very boring to do. It's very labor intensive. And unless you really know where to look
and what to look
for.
For
It's very hard. I mean, as a journalist, I have to do that, you know, in my county. Oh, and it's a real boring,
arduous.
It is. And then all of a sudden you can spend days looking through stuff, months.
Looking for something,
and not find it. And then all of a sudden you have that something pop up.
But they also get information from people that volunteer right?
Right. That'll say, there's this lawsuit that was just filed. And that's easier as a journalist because now you know where to look instead of trying to find a needle in a haystack. So, yes, but those are my guilty pleasures.
But you know what? What I have been finding living up in Hollywood and L.A. now is that there's probably more truth in what you read in this than anything else because everybody has
a story.
A story and a public relations thing, and everybody massages the truth. If you believe what you see out there, then you're the fool. Because really, everybody is creating a persona, and it's a business.
Yeah. Right.
It's a business.
Right. Yeah. Well, we talked about that with our other co-host, Ben, who does the social media segments. And he said, you know, everybody has created this persona on social media that actually is not real life.
Right.
You know, your pictures are always the best pictures of you. Not...
But the same thing with actors for years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's no different than like the studio system.
Not at all.
No, it's just that everybody has everybody's their own little studio system.
Yep.
Right.
That's what Ben talked about.
Right.
Yeah.
So none of that is real.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
And panties.
And panties. And one thing that's in men's panties is
what's in men's
segue to prostate.
Yeah, that's a great segue.
Isn't that a great segue?
Do you even know what the prostate is?
Well, okay, that's the thing.
Do you?
I do not know. It's
up the hoo-ha. Up the guy's
how far up the hoo-ha?
Right. I don't know. Like...
It's within reach.
It's hoo-ha medical term.
All right, so here it is.
Okay, so where is a prostate? Women don't have them.
Women do not have prostate.
This is just a male
thing. That's just a male organ.
Okay.
All right? Women have ovaries. We don't have those. Women have uteruses. We don't have those. Women have cervixes. We don't have those. Women have vaginas. What more do you want?
Okay.
Give us our prostates.
Okay.
Okay?
So what does it do?
The prostate
is
around the size of a walnut.
Okay.
And speaking very plainly, it is under the testicles.
Okay.
It is between the testicles and the anal entrance and the anus in the area called the taint.
Okay.
Because it ain't your balls and it ain't your butthole.
It's called the taint?
That's the taint.
Yeah. Oh, that's what the taint is.
That's what the taint is.
Oh, that song, like Tainted Love, remember? From Tainted Love.
All right. So what the prostate does, the fluid from the testicles, the semen goes through the prostate. And out the penis.
Okay.
The urine goes through the prostate and out the penis.
So is it a filter?
No, it isn't a filter. Think of it more actually as a traffic cop.
Okay.
It closes and opens and closes and opens. So it makes sure that there's no semen coming out when you urinate and no urine coming out when you ejaculate.
Okay.
All right. So
there you go.
Right?
See, yeah.
And it spasms. All right. So part of the male orgasm, it is the prostate that squeezes out all of the semen.
Okay.
All right, so it's an organ that does this. And it is within finger reach. If a man puts his finger or his best friend in his butt, there it is right there.
Okay, so that's a prostate examination.
That's a prostate examination.
Okay.
All right, so you can't see it when you do a colonoscopy. You put your finger in the butt, and you basically feel to see if there are any lumps or bumps.
Okay.
And that's a prostate examination.
Now, as men get older... Is it hormone related that the prostate enlarges?
That's a great question. Actually, as men get older, our testosterone goes down.
Right.
It is testosterone that keeps the prostate large. So as men get older, the prostate should shrink in size. So one of the concerns about men now being on testosterone past a certain age is that it will keep the prostate enlarged and maybe it'll predispose to prostate cancer. For men that are taking testosterone.
Well, what about men that are not taking testosterone?
Then it'll shrink. The prostate will shrink with age. But after a certain age...
Oh, that's why you always check it in the... So if you're... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. If you're on testosterone replacement, then when you go in for your physical every year, that's what you're checking for to see if like...
The PSA, which is like, the prostate test. Okay. But also what happens with men is that the prostate has gotten larger, right? In your 30s and 40s, it could close off the little hole. So what happens is you're trying to pee, and think of your bladder as a balloon, and it has to go through the prostate. If the hole is closed down, you may pee, but not all of it has come out. And then you have to go pee again many times. That's why some men have to pee many times during the night because they haven't emptied their bladder because the prostate's blocking it.
Now, are there foods?
And it tastes like chicken.
Are there foods that are, you know, are like healthier for your prostates or vitamins? Cranberries, you know, they always
Bing cherries.
No, are there?
As far as the prostate is concerned, once you've lost your cherry, it's over.
It's over.
It doesn't matter. Okay. You know, Bing or no Bing, it doesn't
matter. And so prostate cancer, let's talk a little bit about that and treatment options.
Okay. Prostate cancer, and this is where I have a big disagreement with a lot of the recommendations, because now they're not even recommending that men get blood tests for prostate cancer.
Right.
Because prostate cancer is such a slow-growing cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
hey,
in some cases, it's not.
It's not, exactly.
So how do you determine?
But the government, well, you determine it with a finger test and with a blood level called the PSA.
Right.
And the PSA should always be under 4.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, it's a $5 test. Even if your insurance doesn't cover it, if you're a man, I would recommend you get it every couple of years or every year.
Which test is this?
PSA test.
PSA.
So, and then you keep track of your PSA level. So if you have like a 3.
Well, let's say if you were always like a 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, and then suddenly you're a 3.
Right.
Even though it's not above 4, that's something to
look
into.
That's something to look into.
And then you get an ultrasound of your prostate.
And then.
Guess how they do that?
I don't know.
Through the butt.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's how you see. No, you know, it's women have their pap smears.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
We need to do this.
These are things that people don't want to talk about, but they're life and death, really, situations if we don't talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important. So we need to demystify all these things because it saves lives.
And well, November is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. I didn't know that. Yes, they call it Movember.
Oh, Movember. That's right.
Right,
you
and guys wear mustaches.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Well,
that's
you know what? So every year I volunteer for the
prostate exams.
Well, that there's a charity that one of my clients, Gloria Jebbia, she has the ABCs, which is Associates for Breast and Prostate Cancer Studies, and so they raise money for research at the John Wayne Cancer Institute, which I think is down in Orange County somewhere.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm there.
That's a great cause. Good
it is a really good cause. Yeah. So I'm on a red carpet interviewing the celebrities that come, and we talk about these issues and that most people think it's only the breast cancer thing.
You know what would be a great campaign?
What?
Point to your prostate. Let's see how many people know where it is.
Yeah.
Point to your prostate.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a very catchy tune.
Yeah.
Well,
Nancy Reagan said no, and you say point to your prostate. How about
damn
that?
Right.
And on that note.
Yeah.
That's another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia. We'll see you next time.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!